Europe. Ukraine's Roma. Hoping for better. Half of them may have fled.
The war in Ukraine has shattered its Roma community. At least half of its pre-war population has fled abroad. That is a vastly higher proportion of refugees than among Ukrainians at large. Eleonora Kulchar, the director of a Roma refugee shelter in Uzhhorod, in the country's west, says that many have gone for a new and better life because they were discriminated against here and poor. Few expect them ever to return. Many of them lack passports or identity cards, so may never be able to, because they cannot prove they are Ukrainian citizens. On an unpaved street in Uzhhorod's Radvanka district, children laugh and play, a rare sight in Ukraine, where it is unusual for couples to have more than one child. But Ukraine's Roma still tend to have large families. Some of the children are barefoot. Houses in the Roma area are ramshackle. Many are not connected to mains electricity and gas. Several are empty, their windows broken, their owners long gone. Miroslav Horvat, a Roma member of Uzhhorod's local council and a community leader, says that before Russia's full-scale invasion in February 2022, there were about 3,000 Roma in the area. Today, he estimates there are only about 1,500, including refugees from elsewhere in Ukraine. No reliable data exist on Roma numbers. Unofficial estimates before the invasion varied from 200,000 to 400,000. Activists and academics reckon that at least half have since fled. Roma have always lived all over the country, but the province of Transcarpathia, of which Uzhhorod is the capital, has traditionally been home to a large community. Ms. Kulchar's shelter is hosting 64 people, many of whom sleep crammed in a room that used to be a restaurant. She opened it 5 days after the Russian attack, when Roma refugees arriving in Uzhhorod were turned away from shelters opened for the rest of the population. Since then, she says, some 3,000 have passed through her doors. Most have since left the country. A horse trots by, drawing a cart carrying the skeleton of a washing machine. Roma scavenge through Uzhhorod's rubbish bins, taking food and anything that can be recycled. Roma are discriminated against elsewhere and find it hard to get jobs. But Uzhhorod's municipal rubbish company has long been an exception. Yet now, says Mr. Horvat, many Roma don't want to work for it because they fear military press gangs, which he said had even taken people from the garbage trucks. Many Roma have fought and died to defend Ukraine. A recent report by the Roma Foundation for Europe, a lobby backed by the EU and George Soros's Open Society Foundations, found that a quarter of families surveyed had family members serving. The war has upturned the lives of millions, but Roma, overwhelmingly poor and ill-educated, have been among the hardest hit. Many lack proper documents to deal with officialdom and get access to welfare. The report found that a third of the respondents said their families' finances were in crisis. Dima, who sells bric-a-brac in Uzhhorod's flea market, says he has 7 children, so he should have had a dispensation from the army, which exempts men from service who have 3 or more children. However, when the war began, he and his wife were not married, and he could not prove that their children were his. The army has now agreed that he should be exempt, but its database has not been updated, so if he were to be picked up, he could be sent off to war. In the first weeks of the conflict, Ukrainian border guards let Roma men flee when other men could not. Now the army is desperate for more men and will grab the likes of Dima, who says they don't care how many children you have. Mykola Palenchak, who teaches at Uzhhorod University, says low levels of education mean that many Roma have, in the past, been enthralled to community barons, to whom they would turn for help to get official papers and to find work. This opened the door to exploitation, he says. In recent years, though, the power of the barons has been declining, thanks to the spread of American-backed evangelical churches, which have brought aid to people whom Ukraine's mainstream churches have mostly ignored. In 2021, the Ukrainian government adopted a plan to help its Roma people combat discrimination. But in the wake of the war, it is unlikely to have enough money to spend on it. Meanwhile, anti-Roma attitudes and prejudices die hard. Ukrainian parents still warn their children that if they are naughty, they will be given to the gypsies in Uzhhorod.